The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 14th of April, 2008.
An interesting day in history, the first dictionary of the American language and the assassination of President Lincoln, and the first sort of movie device, as well as the beginning of the American Dust Bowl. The Dictionary of the American Language, published by Noah Webster on this day in 1828, at a time when Americans spoke with such different accents that they could barely understand each other, and there were no standards of spelling in American English. Noah Webster spent 20 years working on his dictionary, 70,000 words, did all the research by himself. He was probably the last lexicographer to do all of the work without any assistance. And his standardized spelling and pronunciation guides helped ensure that Americans could understand each other. Today, the United States has the fewest dialects of any major country in history. 1865, on this day, Good Friday, President Abraham Lincoln was shot in the back of the head by John Wilkes Booth while he watched a performance of the play Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington. Just a few days before, he'd received word of Robert E. Lee's surrender and the end of the Civil War, and he'd had a dream that week that he was on a boat moving toward shore. He believed it was a sign that everything was coming out right, and that afternoon at 3 o'clock, he had taken a ride in an open carriage with his wife, and he was the happiest that she had ever seen him. He told her on the ride, "I consider this day the war has come to a close." 1894, on this day, Thomas Edison's first kinetoscope appeared in a New York City arcade. It was a machine. One person looked through a peephole, and you saw pictures being flipped rapidly to create the illusion of movement. The Edison Studios went on to produce movies of acrobats and weightlifters and boxing matches. And then in 1903, Edison Studio released The Great Train Robbery, which was such a hit that storefronts all over the country were converted into movie theaters, and that was the beginning of the movie business. On this day in 1935, in Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Texas, a sunny day, people on their way home from church, when they saw flocks of birds flying south and a dark black cloud on the northern horizon, they realized it wasn't a storm cloud. It was a cloud of dirt blown up by the wind. It was Black Sunday, the beginning of the Dust Bowl on the Great Plains. The cloud descended, and it became as dark as night. People standing a few yards away from their back doors got lost in the dark. And it was 4 years later, on this day, in 1939, John Steinbeck published the novel about the farmers displaced by the Dust Bowl, The Grapes of Wrath. Here's a poem for today by Jay Leeming, The Light Above Cities. Sitting in darkness, I see how the light of the city fills the clouds, rosewater light, poured into the sky, like the single body we are. It is the sum of a million lives, a man drinking beer beneath a light bulb, a dancer spinning in a fluorescent room, a girl reading a book beneath a lamp. Yet there are others, astronomers, thieves, lovers, whose work is only done in darkness. Sometimes I don't want to show these poems to anyone. Sometimes I want to remain hidden, deep in the coals, with the one who pulls the stars through a telescope's glass, the one who listens for the click of the lock, the one who kisses softly a woman's eyes. A poem by Jay Leeming, The Light Above Cities, from his collection Dynamite on a China Plate, published by the Backwaters Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach.
Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.